Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome!
Welcome!
Welcome! Welcome! Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
What's up, LA? Hey, Heidi and Frank.
How you doing?
Yo, right. We got a great show for y'all, and later on, we hit the red carpet for Fox's new show, The Four, and we've got a new beef alert, Seal versus Oprah? What?
Oh,
oh my goodness.
The Seal's getting clubbed.
He's gonna have a few more scars after this one.
Oh, man. But first, David Letterman is back with a new show on Netflix called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. It premieres tomorrow, and they released a clip of his first guest who, well, needs no introduction.
Oh. This was probably 3 or 4 months before he died. And Prince asked Sasha to come up and dance, and she's an excellent dancer. Then Sasha pulls me up, which surprises me because she always mocks my dancing, but I have dad moves.
Yeah.
And I think the key is what we call staying in the pocket.
Sure.
Right?
Staying
so
in the pocket.
You gotta stay in the pocket. Because I think everybody here knows dads who get out of the pocket. And they're trying stuff that they can't really pull off.
Yeah.
And, you know, they start doing, like, karate kicks and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
And
karate kicks.
Is that one of the things you do?
Well, the title definitely lives up to the hype.
Like, exactly.
That man needed no introduction.
Exactly. And you
but
know
who
what?
Was that?
Am I the only one? I mean, I'm sitting and watching this clip, and all I can think, I can't even really even follow what he's saying, because the whole time, I'm just like, baby, I miss you. I miss you, baby, baby, come back, baby.
Baby, come back.
But he's right. You got to know when to have fun with your kids and embarrass them and when to stay in the pocket. You know, like he said, it's just, that's the sign of a good dad. And, I mean, I really only embarrass my kids. Sometimes we're out in public. Actually, most of the time we're out in public.
Yeah.
And people come up and they ask me for pictures and autographs.
Oh,
it's so embarrassing. They can't stand
that. That's how you embarrass them.
Right.
What about you, Headcrack?
I always fly low. I know what not to do. I know what they don't want me to do, so I don't do nothing.
They don't want you to dance. Right.
They definitely don't want me dancing, so I don't even embarrass them by doing that around them ever, anytime.
You have no rhythm at all.
But oddly enough, my kid could dance.
Really?
Yeah, like they all get busy.
He got
paternity test.
I know, I was going to say goodbye.
Maury.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the Me Too movement and all of these brave men and women coming forward to say what's happened to them, I know we're all thinking, yeah, but what does Floyd Mayweather think about everything?
Oh.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So,
sure.
Well, now's the perfect time to find out.
We're asking a lot of men, in light of the Me Too movement, how men can grow in 2018.
The who?
The Me Too movement, women speaking out about sexual assault.
When you say Me Too, my thing is this. When somebody be like, oh, I got a Rolls Royce, I'll be like, Me Too. When somebody say they got a private jet, I say, I got two, but Me Too.
Very different Me Too.
Well, I didn't know. My Me Too movement from the beginning was whenever somebody said they got, I'd be like, Me Too. Somebody say they got $1 billion, I said, I made $1 billion, Me Too.
I mean, the only saving grace is he is a boxer, and I would say that maybe it's because he's got hit a lot, but he didn't seem to get hit a lot, so he doesn't even have that as an excuse.
No.
Like, I've been hit a lot.
No. He went on a whole rant about Me Too,
God.
He made his own movement, okay?
He sure did.
You got a denim jacket?
Me too.
That's where we are.
All right, up next, let's check in with some of our favorite couples, right?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. First up, Will and Jada.
Nah, because I was about to do an Instagram, but I didn't know if it was...
Instagram Live?
No, it's not live. I was just doing it. but I wasn't going to put you in. I wouldn't do that because that's like...
You already did it.
I did. I'm not putting you in. I'm not putting you in my Instagram.
Okay.
This is just mine. It's like, if you don't want to be on my... I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't like put you... put you in it and then use you on my Instagram. That's cheap. That's, I wouldn't do that.
It's good to see them together still having
fun. That's so cute.
How high do you think the ceilings are in their house? That was...
Did you see that? That's all I was looking at.
Whoa!
They live in a cathedral. Damn. Now let's take a moment and look inside of Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello's relationship.
Crazy. Come on.
You are videoing this.
No, I'm not.
You are.
What?
Yes, you
are. Let me take a picture of you.
Otherwise, why are you asking me questions now? I know that you're doing
it. Let me take a picture. Turn around.
I just posed for you for like 5 minutes.
Turn around again. Okay. Look sexy. Come on.
You're making me laugh. Look sexy. You're not posting the so it doesn't matter.
Just pose.
No.
I am so guilty of that.
But you know what? If you would reverse those roles, because she got like a little, she's like, hey, pose. If he was doing that to her, we'd be like, wow, he's a jerk.
Exactly.
What if
you're
telling her?
Come on, you're sexy. Show us. Pose for me and all my followers.
All right.
See, guys need to start speaking up. We need our own movement.
Yeah, y'all do.
Well, Atlanta, we're going to say bye for now. We're going to be back a little later in the show to talk about Britney Spears' engagement rumors.
Oh, boy.
All right. Bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Hey, everybody, it's time for
Gary's One Piece Body Wash.
Now, you know, honey, that we usually talk about celebrities killing it in their bikinis. But today, honey, we're making an exception because, baby, guess what, Joe?
What, Gary?
Miss Ross, honey, hit the beach, honey, in Hawaii, rocking a sexy red One Piece.
All right, Miss Ross.
You better walk. And she giving us a walk.
Yes, she is.
She's giving you a sachet.
Now, Miss Ross strolled barefoot on the sand in Oahu wearing this frilly red One Piece with matching sarong. And she wore her mane in its signature frizzy style and added some classy dark sunglasses to complete the look.
She looks good. How old is she?
Miss Ross is 73.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you see how Miss Ross, she put one foot forward, honey, because she was, she was doing pageantry. She was, honey, doing a pose like she was with the Supreme. And she's about to march out on stage, but she's in the sand.
Who do you think taking that picture?
Probably her own paparazzi photographer.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all put her back on the map with that fanny pack. So now she like, paparazzi, come on.
No, she put herself on the map when she lost it.
Yeah, she did. She's probably looking for it on the beach right now.
She's reaching on her belt loop. It was just here a second.
It was just here a second.
It was just here.
It was just here.
All right, y'all. I think we got the first official new dance craze of 2018.
Oh, Lord.
And what's that?
It's called figuring.
Okay, let me see if I can figure it out. What is it?
Now, check this out. Choreographer Mariah Evans describes figuring as a new way of being, feeling, thinking, seeing, and being seen. Gary, you're pretty fearless. You'll try anything. Portia, we've seen you dancing. You said you wanted to get away from twerking, so this could be an alternative.
I got to see this.
You want to try?
Put on my glasses.
We can show them how it's done our style, honey.
Please.
What are you holding, Gary? The way y'all dancing, it's gonna rain in California for like 3 more days. All right, man. Coming up next, the new hit show, The Four, is popping, and we sent our man Andrew Foy to the red carpet to get some details. It's coming up next.
Hey,
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here at Sony Studios in Los Angeles, where I am getting ready to talk to the contestants and judges of the new Fox show, The Four. There's a lot of shows out there. What
biggest
is
the show? This is the biggest.
Why?
It's DJ Khaled. You know, anything with DJ Khaled, everything go up. My brother, ratings, stocks, you ain't know yet. Check my stacks. Google me.
What sets The Four apart from the other shows?
The intense battles right away. I think the cutthroat of it, the terrified, you're on the edge of your seat. You know, when I watched it, I was still scared and terrified, and my heart was pounding, and I was like, I already did this. I've been there. Like, I know what happens, but I'm so excited to see who wins, you know? I've never had this experience in my whole life. I just lost where I was, and it was just you and myself. No one else was here. That was insane.
This is what I call you are securing the bag. And if somebody says no on this panel, I'm out of here.
Charlie Walk.
I'll say this to you. There's a place for you in the music business for sure.
Danny.
I just want to say thank you for setting a bar. I want to see a challenge.
Every week someone challenges one of the four. And someone can really, at the end of the day, become that artist that matters. We keep on saying over and over, we're looking for someone to become a cultural movement, right, in music.
You're like a different person from when I last saw you.
I'm not racing to get rid of my weight. You know, the reason I'm using the word get rid of, because, you know, I don't lose weight. All I do is win. And I want to make that clear. So I'm, carving the greatness.
Oprah's one of the owners of Weight Watchers. Yes. What has Oprah told you? What advice?
Tweeted me.
Get out.
And I lost my mind. My smile was so legendary. I was running around. I was in the parking lot when I got the tweet. Running around. The sun was shining on me. I had like a Gucci Dapper Dan on. You know what I'm saying? I just got my hair cut. You know, I was feeling great.
Rapid fire. Top four musical influences.
Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Donny Hathaway, and Anita Baker.
I happen to be the biggest fan of The Weeknd, who happens to record with us. I'm a big fan of the Rolling Stones. You know, one of my favorite albums of all time is Maxwell Urban Hang Suite. And I also can listen to Led Zeppelin and be very, very happy.
Top four favorite pizza toppings.
Cheese. Pineapple, 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 pineapple goes on pizza. To anyone who says it doesn't, pineapple goes on pizza.
I feel like you're like a superhero today.
I know, I am.
Do you want to? I was like you're like ready to kick some ass right now.
What, I am?
Yeah, you are.
I think that I'm pretty much the nice one of the bunch. I think that that panel is tough, man. I mean, I love them. They're great to me, but it would be really hard to be up there and be a new artist because you're really hearing that tough love and you're really hearing those comments, and they don't hold back. Yeah, I like that superhero, but maybe I'm like the good one. I'm like the
superhero. You're Wonder Woman.
Love, yeah.
Superhero of love.
Yeah, yeah.
People were talking about the four, and that's what it's about, the fans, the people, and that's how you have a good show. When the people love something, you can't stop it. You can't stop it. It's like a hit record. You can't stop a hit record. People can actually try, but the power of music is what cuts through like the sun. It always shine on me. The light always shine on me. It go through metal, clouds, trees to get to me.
It's there.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm serious about this. Y'all think it's a game. This is the real deal, and I'm on the phone. And let me tell you something. This is gonna be one of them iconic shows.
I got nothing left to say.
And that's the dish. Yeah.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
What
Welcome.
Up?
What up? What up? Well, not everybody is basking in the warm glow of Oprah's speech from the Golden Globes. Honey, Seal is coming for Oprah.
Seal.
Hard.
That
yes.
is so random. Why would he Seal. Be coming for her?
Exactly. Well, Seal posted photos of Oprah being friendly with Harvey Weinstein from years ago with the text, "When you have been part of the problem for decades, but suddenly they all think you are the solution." And then captioned it, "Oh, I forgot. That's right. You heard the rumor. rumors, but you had no idea he was actually serially assaulting young starry-eyed actresses who in turn had no idea what they were getting into. My bad. Hashtag sanctimonious Hollywood.
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
That's like coming for, I want to say, Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like he's got a personal issue.
Okay, I'm still deported.
No, she got the government. The government. Right. I'm pretty sure they're going to come after Seal's taxes. So let's see. Let's watch that.
It seems like he has a personal vendetta or something.
Yeah.
Why would he say that? Like, Harvey Weinstein don't have a whole gang of pictures with a lot of people like, ha.
Right.
Because they
didn't
know.
Did his wife work with Harvey Weinstein?
Heidi Klum, yes, she did.
She
did Project Runway. We kind of need to know the backstory.
Exactly.
Because it's looking like you're just a bitter bitch right now.
And you know, I like that. 2018, none of these subliminal ass reads.
Right.
You know, you need to tell us, you need to reference.
Go
right. Go read.
Right. Right. Because if you're talking about it and you want us on your side, we need to know what's going on
from the bottom. That's right.
Start from the bottom till we get here.
Yeah, you got that right. Because guess what? If she's going to be president, we need to know the truth.
We need to know what's going on, girl.
No more reading. Read out loud.
Hashtag read aloud.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, y'all, who's ready for a deal?
Me.
I am.
Well, you know what, Gabby, you're going to need this particular one because you're always losing your keys and your phone.
Oh, really?
So and your mind.
Mean? Yeah. You know, that's what happens when you get old.
Oh, Gary, poor girl.
Well, everybody who got a set of keys or a phone needs this. It's the KeySmart Pro with Tile Smart Location. Now, the KeySmart Pro with Tile Smart Location is the ultimate key organizer. It gives you a better way to organize and carry your keys. Lose your phone? Press the button to make your missing phone ring, even on silent.
Really?
Lose your keys? Make your keys play a tune so you can find them fast. And the KeySmart Pro includes a powerful light and rechargeable battery. And, Brad, you're going to love this.
What?
It got a bottle opener.
No, it don't.
Ooh.
You mean I can pop bottles with this thing?
All night long. I'm going to be Liddy in the city with the KeySmart Pro. Now, normally, the KeySmart Pro with a Tile Smart Location can cost as much as $130. But for you guys in the Dish Nation fam, guess how much we slinging that for?
How much, Head Crack?
$39.
What?
Yeah.
Pop the bottle.
All you gotta do is pull up the morningsave.com and get this amazing deal today. We're coming up, Britney Spears is rocking a new ring. Oops, is she about to do it again? We'll tell you next.
It's about to find you, baby.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We want to say congratulations to Ricky Martin. Ricky revealed that he and, well, now husband, Juan Yosef, got married. They secretly tied the knot, so congrats to them.
I'm against that.
What are you talking about?
I think gay marriages should be promoted and put out there.
You're not allowed to secretly tie the knot.
No, you secretly tie the knot. It's a mixed message.
Well, congrats to Ricky Martin and his husband. And other celebrity potential marriage news, Britney Spears.
No.
In Hawaii.
She'll never do it again.
Well, it would be her third if this is the case. But she's in Hawaii. And a lot of people are saying that she's sporting a diamond ring on that finger.
Okay. She's newly on vacation from her stint in Las Vegas,
That's right. That's right. Yep.
So she goes on vacation.
With her 23-year-old boyfriend.
I think this is just her playing with the paparazzi. There they are. Let me put this ring on this finger. Because why would you put the ring on that finger unless you wanted to cause a little stir? Let's give them something to talk about. And she's walking very, look at my finger. Look at my finger.
I also have to say, I know we're supposed to be talking about the engagement ring, but Britney Spears' body is amazing.
Yeah, she looks good.
I mean, because she...
wonder if she's going to maintain this look now because she's not... working. She had her stint. She was doing performances every single night.
Yeah.
That's performances every single night body right there.
I know.
Is she going to get married and just give up like you did?
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.